is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 29th of December, 2021, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing staff at Island Wholesale. And to all of the listeners on the Guardian platform, we missed you too. We surely did. And I know a lot of people, they really enjoyed that day off yesterday at the Guardian. I'd like to say that, you know, I officially ran out of leftovers on Monday, and it's been a really rough 2 days. So I say, now that we are back together again, take out that plate of leftovers. If you are at work, if you are at home, if you're in your car, it's time for our second breakfast. Don't follow me. We don't have time for any of that. In fact, that's just foolishness. We are not going to be eating second breakfasts this year, come in 2022, and we're not going to be loose like a goose neither. I want to send a shout out to singing pastor Lawrence Roll. I just need to say, no, I rebuke that. We are not going to be loose like a goose going into 2022. And while it was a little fun, little slogan, little thing for like 2 minutes, as you could see, it has taken over the country. And this holiday weekend, everybody decided, well, virtually everybody, except for the virtual Junkanoo people, virtually everybody decided that they was going to be loose like a goose this holiday weekend. So I want to say, now that you enjoyed your fun, we rebuke that. We hold that back. We cannot afford to be loose or like a goose in the coming months as we push forward into 2022. And more importantly, see, this is what it is. Like, you as an individual may feel like you got your life under control. You're doing the things that you need to do to survive, to support your children, your loved ones, your dependents, and to live up to your financial, legal, social, and familial obligations. See, you may feel like you got it all under control, so you could take a little space to be loose like a goose, right? But we as a collective, we got this little problem that we have to deal with. See, we got this thing called the government. And what we have to do as citizens is set the best example possible for the government to follow. So even if you think personally you have it under control, and you, quite frankly, have the leeway, you have the right to be a little loose like a goose when you want to, the truth is, we as a collective cannot. We do not have that space. We don't have the resources to play with. We certainly can no longer continue to treat poor people as collateral damage as we wade through our mistakes, our misgivings, our malfeasance and corruption. We have no more money to lose, to waste, no more lives to lose. We got to put that loose like a goose behind us. We got to push forward with a new dispensation. And I thought everything was going to be sort of okay this Christmas holiday until I saw a well-known media personality post about the backlog of people, the crowds of people and cars that descended on Bay Street to see the Christmas light display. And the truth is, I'm not half mad at those people, although at some point you got to look to the adults around you when you pulled up on that scene and said, you know what, maybe there are too many people out here. Maybe we should go home and come back out another time. I'm not quite mad at those people. I'm mad at the police and the powers that be, the Ministry of Health, Ministry of National Security. Who's responsible for downtown? Is that the Nassau Downtown Development Group? Why was there not a plan to manage crowds, people, and cars? Where were the police? Where were they? And you know, I'm going to knock on some wood right now. Because nobody ever wants to see the police, right? You don't want to. Even when they're doing good things that they shouldn't have to do because it's not their job to provide charitable aid within communities. Even then, you know, we don't really want to see them. But when you want to see them, you can't find them. A friend of mine who is an avid, in fact, he's a professional. We call them people, I don't know, it's like they teach you how to exercise. I know nothing about it. He went out for an early morning run, about 4:30 in the morning, Monday morning. On his run, he found that clubs were still open. People were still partying as he got up to beat the road bad in his tennis. Something is wrong. We got to get it back under control. I don't know if you've been watching the roads like I've been watching over the weekend. Bad driving is just out of control. And I'm sure the state, now that Minister Darville has indicated that we're going to see more restrictions, are looking for ways to help cause people to moderate their own behavior. If you have not noticed yet, people pay the same attention and respect to the COVID protocols as they do the traffic protocols. You notice that yet? You notice it doesn't matter their status, their wealth, their race, their ethnicity, where they live on the island. Certain people act as if the traffic controls don't apply to them. And if you look across the way, you'll notice that a whole bunch of people also think that the COVID protocols and restrictions don't apply to them. I saw an accident yesterday. What do you call that? East Street Plaza. I call it Bargain Wholesale Plaza. I mean, it must have been madness. Somebody hit the helicopter button and it didn't work. The car did not fly. It's just ridiculous out there. And we've got two more holiday weekends coming up. It's an opportunity for the Ministry of National Security and the Royal Bahamas Police Force, in conjunction with the Ministry of Health, to begin to implement some programs to cause people to moderate their behavior. See, but it ain't just the people y'all think I'm thinking about or talking about. There are all kinds of responses to this pandemic that just don't make sense. And we can talk a bit about those today. I want to focus on COVID restrictions have changed. I want to focus on that a bit. But there's so much to talk about. I also want to ask you to call in and text in and tell me what you think have been the top stories of 2021. I have a short list, but you may have something on your list that I don't have on my list. Like that story about the money found at the site of the former treasury. I think that's a hot story that we just, you know, slid right past. But call and text and tell me what you think the top stories of 2021 have been. I also, there's some important things to touch on in the news. The Central Bank of the Bahamas has begun consultations with banks, credit unions, and other payment services providers on a strategy to eliminate all use of domestic checks by the end of 2024. Well, I hope that that strategy includes policies, provisions, recommendations to ensure the protection of consumers in these new digital and online systems. You're going to force me to move to a system that has no protections for me. And I can understand why people are hesitant about it. I can't even get through to a bank on a telephone. Now you want to create even greater distance between me and my money? Boy, boy, but there's lots to talk about in there. And for me, it's not about keeping us in the past, you know. It's about ensuring that special interest groups aren't dragging us into a future that they have not prepared us for or prepared for themselves. You want us to embrace online and digital services, but you refuse to put in consumer protection mechanisms in your power delivery service, in your connectivity and online services. You have nothing to protect the consumer. But we must just be happy to be in the 21st century and to be able to tap on a computer, but have no real checks and controls. Have no real protections for the consumers, have no real systems to deal with theft, malfeasance, corruption, not even systems to deal with mistakes, accidents. You're going to see a lot of hesitation. I think it's hesitation by necessity. First, you must create an equal and equitable platform. And then people will embrace it. In this instance, your obligation is to the whole, not to the few, not to the select, not to those who want to live in the future, but don't want to actually build the future they expect us to occupy. I see I got a caller on the line. Let's go to that caller. Caller, you're on the clock.
Morning, Aaron Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Let me just say to you, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Year.
Yeah, man.
Did you enjoy your beauty?
Listen, did I enjoy my beauty or my duty?
Your goody, goody.
Oh, listen, I did. You know what I got a lot of for Christmas?
What?
Sugar apple.
You serious?
Dead happy.
Joking. Where you got sugar apple from?
You don't mind that. I got one little Johnson Road Connect.
And Harry Green to play. You don't have no sugar apple, right?
Anyway, I had sugar apple, and when I leave the station today, I go into a secret location on Shirley Street near one church to check if the winter mango tree producing any hairy mangoes.
Yeah, you're on my Facebook, so you can put it up there.
Yeah, man, I got you.
Yeah, you know, you are, what's the topic now, you say?
Yeah, what do you think of the top story?
That you say?
Say that again?
You said the news, right?
Yeah, what are the top stories in the news or in the country, stories that didn't make the news, but mind you now, be careful. Don't just say anything. You know, I'm looking for things that I may have missed, or even the media may have missed, but things that were in the news as well.
Well, I mean, I'm not in the media bias. They don't miss them. They may not miss them. But let me just say this, though. I'm an economic man, I'm a business type of person.
Yeah.
I look at things for the country that build the behemoths and build the country in general, but the Exoma, the economic and exam of the airport and what have you, Deputy Prime Minister, talk about them. That makes me excited because my dad's from there.
Right, and they're going to make Exuma
after my family from there.
Awesome. So they're going to the story that they're going to make Exuma sort of the southern hub.
Yeah.
For right.
This is very important. But I also like to use, especially for medical purposes, emergency. Also use the Kikis Island as a hub.
Okay.
For emergency purposes.
Okay.
Because they equip to handle, you know, emergency.
Okay. Awesome.
And those too.
All right.
But, you know.
Thank you.
Also, I guess it's going to be the hub to the small Caribbean islands there.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Listen, I got more callers, so I got to go.
But Aaron Green, want you to shop in New York. We'll be back in the new year.
So boy, thank you. I hope so, too.
Have a good day.
Absolutely. You have a great day as well. You know, I think it was the PLP administration in 2002 that began what they call the quote-unquote anchor project program, right? And they were going to use
if you'd like to make a
major international sort of hotels as an anchor to draw people back to those islands, but not just people, and thus infrastructure and services, and use those sort of hotel mega resort initiatives as the anchor for that. Sort of juxtaposing this to that, not saying they're the same things. This is a great idea. And I hope with the Ministry of Agriculture, Marine Resources, and Family Island Affairs, with the Chambers of Commerce in the various islands, including Exuma, we can see the Southern Family Islands begin to organize in a way that makes a massive impact on not just the governance of their islands, but governance of the whole Commonwealth. I'm coming to you right now, caller. I just want to just make another sort of announcement before we move on to your next caller. PM of Barbados, Mia Motley, announced this weekend that Barbados will go to the polls for a general election on January the 19th, 2022. And that's big, big news. Is really interesting, and I think it's going to have an impact on the Bahamas as well. But let's go to another caller. Caller, you're on the clock.
Green.
Hey, good morning.
I really hope it appears that you had a safe holiday. I didn't know if you got to do any ringing any bells or beating on any goatskin, but I hope you enjoyed yourself, all that fruitcake and all them cherries and walnuts and things.
Yes, yes.
You know, I wish you and your family the best and safety going into 2022, as well as the people in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and our many visitors. I hope everybody be safe. I stay home most of the holiday, and I'm just better for one or two spells. I'd like to congratulate the families in Pride Estate, number one, that kept the kids in the area, a little busy on the park in a safe manner with their little cowbells and drums and so forth, keeping them exercising on the swings and everything, and the little eats and drinks that they shared out to the adults of the age and everything. The community seemed to have already gotten together.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little afraid driving around town and I saw the massive crowds, especially I think it was Christmas evening, when I went from Bay Street from down by Sandyport, it took me nearly 4 hours to get from Sandyport to Rawson Square, Miss Green.
Nobody's parking. No, the 4 hours?
I told myself, nobody in the Bahamas had nowhere to go with nothing to do because no junkado and stuff like that after the Christmas evening, the big dinners during Christmas Day. So it seemed like everybody thought the same thing at the same time. Let's go to Bay Street to see the lights.
Yeah. Sparky,
so everybody ended up on Bay Street. No parking, just massive traffic backup.
Wow. Sparky, I got to go. I got to go. I got four more calls on the line. I want to say thank you to that. I want to say thank you for that shout out to Pride Estates, number one and number two. That led me to a couple of things that I got to say, Sparky. First of all, I want to say happy belated birthday to Kino Wong from the National Neighborhood Watch Council. I want to say good morning to the National Neighborhood Watch Council and the RBPF, Royal Bahamas Police Force support team, that have enabled a number of communities to have safe Christmas activities and rush outs this Christmas. So on that note, Sparky, thank you for that reminder. I want to say good morning and happy birthday to Marie Sia Singh, one of the greatest teachers of all the great teachers at UB. She has helped a large number of students make sense of tertiary education in the Caribbean. Happy birthday, and I hope you're making a pot of red peas stew for your birthday. I'll be there if you are. Also, I just want to make a note and remind us to commemorate or to recognize the passing of Desmond Tutu, Bishop Desmond Tutu. So, Sparky, don't mind if I cut you off a little bit there. Look at what you have inspired today. Kermit, let's get to this next caller. Caller, you're on the clock.
Yeah, and I call, but let the technician know you're having a lot of tech static. I can barely hear you, Don, in my area.
Uh-huh. Is that on radio or on television?
Don. Well, I'm using on television.
Yeah, are you using Flow?
Yeah. Flow's a problem, eh?
Well, no. I'm just saying because I over yesterday and a couple of days while I'm home listening to the platform throughout the day, I have a few issues with that particular channel. So I will let the producers heard it. I will make a note as well and pass it on as much as I can. Thank you very, very much for that.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you. You have a great day, and thank you. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank God for life as usual. I wasn't going to call, and I had to take a break, but let me say I wish a happy new year to everyone who's listening, especially the regular callers, people like Sparky and others.
Yeah.
Miss Green, you provoked me to call in. I know the season, they say October is before sugar apple, but Miss Gray and I begging you live on the radio.
Yes, yes.
Tell me a couple of them sugar apple if you're in and eat all, or tell me. I've been begging you a little while for the sugar apple.
Okay, give the producer, when you hang up, give the producer your number. I can link you today.
Listen, I tried that before and I can do it again, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This phone don't take private calls.
Don't worry, my cell isn't private. My landline private.
Okay, but you will make my year if you link up.
Yeah, man.
With the sugar apple to do.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, I want to say something. You asked a question. The things, what you're talking about in the Bahamas or the world? What
well,
news this year?
Primarily the Bahamas, but I'm also interested in the world. One of the things on my list is this. You all know, who is it? What's the boy named? Bezos? Was it Bezos? Bezos took William Shatner into space. William Shatner took all of us into space for decades, right?
Yeah.
In our minds. But Jeff Bezos took William Shatner into space this year, and I wonder if that's one of the top stories.
I think it should be. And let me tell you something. I follow that too, right?
Yeah.
When I first did hear that, that's the Bezos man one of the richest man in the world?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, when he did it first, and him and his crew going up, his brother and whosoever,
uh-huh.
I think he should have had Shatner there then, Captain Kirk.
Okay,
Captain,
yeah.
It's overdue. I mean, I think they went in space plenty of time. Captain Kirk should have been gone a long time. So when he do it, I think it was overdue, and I say better late than never.
Yeah.
So I think that was news. But here in the Bahamas, Ben Stephen and Miss Miller, Weibo.
Oh, yeah.
When the goal.
Yep, yep.
That's top news for me. When the lady of Haitian parents, Miss O'Brien.
Chantel O'Brien.
Our Miss Bahamas, Miss Universe.
Uh-huh.
When she get in the top 10, first time ever. In the Bahamas history, I think that was top news.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that was top news also. It was one more, but it slipped my mind. But let me say, since you sent condolence, today, the 29th of November, sorry, of December, that's my birthday on the 29th, but the 29th of December would have been when Elvis Rackley celebrate birthday today. Y'all might know him, but some people know him. Y'all just tell Elvis Rackley, who's to run the bar now? So we let Leon Rackley's son.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday! But two who already passed
mm-hmm.
is we call him Suck, but his real name is Mark Williams. He passed away a few years ago, but his birthday today, and I always remember. And my uncle Henry Martin, we call him Monk from Nassau Village area. So, like I say, Merry Christmas. I mean, late and Merry Christmas to everyone, and I wish everyone a Happy New Year. I can finish staying on my break, and I can wait to hear from you, Miss Green. I really appreciate it from you today concerning those sugar apples. I thought they was out of season.
Absolutely, no.
Keep up the good work, Mom.
Thank you very much. You all noticed we had an extended period of rain late in the summer and in the fall, and I think what that has done is that it has caused the juju trees to produce early, and the soursop and the sugar apple trees to extend their production. You know, I don't want the trees, you know, we got to think about the impact of the shift in weather on the trees. You can't just sit back and be happy for a windfall. You got to consider the needs of the trees too. But I will link you up. I definitely will link you up. Boy, I got a couple of texts here, and I got to read this one before we go to a break, producer. This first text says, welcome back, Miss Green, Dwight Strawn and co. Thought you all had a full week off. You all work so hard, you deserve it. Best wishes, good talk, and more action in the new year, and God bless. Another text says, Miss Green, all the best in the new years. Also, please call and let me know about these sugar apples, dillies, and native bananas. In fact, even the bananas, if you have banana trees, go check your trees. You may have some bananas hiding amongst them. That's what happened to me this year. It was a pleasant surprise. I've got another text here. It says, I disagree with the major hotel brand on those small islands. Rather than starting with what tourists are looking for when they visit a Caribbean paradise. Peace and beauty. We could work on enhancing natural beauty, and they don't want to see lots of people. The Spring Breakers want crowded Junkanoo Beach. Leave that to Nassau. Yeah, that's a very, I don't want to infuse it with my own bias, but that's a very important perspective to add to the conversation. What products are we building, and thus what types of infrastructure do we need? That's the conversation that we should have first, right? What are the experiences that we are hoping to provide? Then we determine what type of infrastructure, what size hotels we have. If you build a hotel first, right, then that's the only type of product that that hotel is going to produce. And the texter said, wait, hold on. Was Dwight on this morning? Is Warner on this afternoon? So when I tell you to have your second breakfast, you was really just having your first breakfast. It's okay. Definitely. Morning Blend was on this morning. And I'm almost certain the Revolution will be on this afternoon. Another texter said, I was trying to get some sugar apple from October from Eleuthera, but I missed out. Please hook me up with the lady with the sugar apples, please. If you could hook me up with the people with the sugar loaf pineapples in Eleuthera, I will hook you up with the sugar apple woman. I promise. Well, I say I promise I will. I will try to hook you up with the sugar apple person. There is so much in the news. I want to talk about some more of the top stories. Obi Wilchcombe was appointed to the OPM's deliverables unit in 2021. Loretta Butler Turner joins the PLP administration as consultant and now advisor consultant to the Water and Sewerage Board. Those are big stories, maybe. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. They're big to me. I just find them big stories. And what I find even more interesting is, as I was listening to Morning Blend this morning, I heard a caller defend ministers' exuberance to engage in public discourse about politics. And, you know, I too am excited, but I'm shocked. Because when he was the prime minister and he commanded every air in the country, he didn't have much to say. And thus, what's the point now? But I said that like that because this is the first time ever I think I'm going to ever say this, and maybe the last, but maybe Minnis could take a page out of Loretta Turner, Butler Turner's book, or O.B. Wilchcombe's book. One, learn to read the room. Two, speak when spoken to. That's what you keep. That's what you used to tell us when you were in power. Speak when spoken to. And maybe that's good advice for you now. Again, it seems like you're far more excited about politics than governance. Well, we're tired with all of that anyway. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to the break. Caller, you're on the line. Hold the line for me. And when we get back from the break, I'm going to start down my list of the top stories of 2021. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
This is Nahaja Black, and I am wishing you and your family happiness, joy, peace, and prosperity this holiday season and throughout the new year from all of us at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family, and family is important to us.
Last Christmas,
last year, I missed the opportunity to spend time with my 90-year-old grandmother because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But this year, that won't happen. I'm fully vaccinated, and I won't miss the chance to spend time with my Grammy this Christmas. COVID-19 vaccinations help to protect you by teaching your body how to fight the virus without putting yourself at risk of severe illness. The vaccination also helps to keep our families and communities safe. By not being vaccinated, you and your family may be at risk of serious lifelong complications from a COVID-19 infection. Vaccinations prevent regret and fear that someone you love will die from COVID-19. Some of you did it for the gram. I did it for my gram. Persons wishing to be vaccinated should visit the website vax.gov.bs. The Ministry of Health and Wellness also encourages persons to pay attention to announcements on when a pop-up vaccination center will be hosted near you. This message is brought to you by the Public Hospitals Authority. The Public Hospitals Authority, working together for best quality healthcare.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. And look here, I just love my producer. On the first day of Christmas, somebody sent me directions to a winter mango tree. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Now, I said that I was gonna go to the top stories of 2021 list. If you wanna call and text in what you think they are, let's do that. But then I remembered the COVID restrictions have changed. And the Minister of Health said today or yesterday, more on the way, more changes are probably on the way. And so there's so much to delve into here. First of all, I thought we were out of a state of emergency. I didn't know that we needed to change rules on the fly like we were in a state of emergency, because we ended the state of emergency. But now that we are out of the state of emergency, here's what I want to know is this. Is there somewhere that I can go that will tell me, that will list the restrictions and then list the dynamics that have to occur for those restrictions to be warranted, right? Like, you're going to tell me, listen, if we start testing and we get like 300 positive cases a day, then we're going to have to move to restrictions A unit, right? And these are all of the restrictions that we're going to implement, like, you know, level green. And if we get 1,000 cases in 2 days, then we're going to move to level yellow, restrictions level yellow. Is there a list somewhere where I could find that? Are you all making this up as we go along? And that's what everybody wants to know. And in today's paper, we see an announcement. In fact, in today's Guardian, we see an announcement that Atlantis will proceed with New Year's Eve events in safe manner, President assures. Yesterday, I read on Eyewitness News' website, the Minister of National Security, Wayne Monroe, said the Royal Bahamas Police Force will target, quote, ad hoc, close quote, events, and not those offered as part of the amenities of a business or resort that has approved licenses to do so. And what I want to know first is, what part of the act mentions, quote, approved licenses, close quote, and, quote, amenities of a business or resort, close quote? Like, where in the act does it say that if you are a business that is licensed to have events like these, you could continue to have events like these in the pandemic? Is that what I am to read from the Minister of National Security's statement? And what types of businesses qualify to have an approved license to hold these types of activities? And I think there is a little bit of clarity provided in today's paper, but not quite. And so the question I have to ask is, if I am a hotel or a business with an approved license for these types of events, do I still have to get authorization from the Ministry of National Security with approval from Ministry of Health for each individual event? You see what I'm saying? Because surely if I'm a club, I'm licensed to hold events. What does ad hoc mean in this statement, Minister Monroe? And again, what are the types of businesses versus resorts that qualify? Right? What are they? Is Fusion one of them? Is a business of that size and magnitude what we're talking about? You tell me, what is it? And listen, where and how do businesses get on the list? And where can we find all of this information? Is there a team of people we could call and they can explain all of this to us? You see, because it's one thing to disseminate information to the business community about what they're allowed to do. But if you expect me to be a critical thinking citizen and to navigate the world safely, then surely I shouldn't have to rely on a business to tell me what they can and cannot do. I should be able to find the law and the policy that clearly explains it, so I could make sure that I'm not participating in something that is not authorized by the state. And so, okay, this means the changes, so the restrictions that you just put in place, which means that no outdoor events with over 30 people, no indoor events with over 20 people can take place. That doesn't apply to hotels and resorts, right? That doesn't. And then the more restrictions that are on the way, quote unquote, that doesn't apply to those hotels and resorts, do they? And should they? Because I see in yesterday's paper, the Minister of Health raises concerns or suggests. The headline says, Darvill urges resorts to ensure visitors adhere to COVID protocols. Now, that almost sounds like when the Prime Minister urged employees, or did he encourage employees to take the vaccine? That's what he did. He encouraged employers to urge employees to take the vaccine. So when Darvill urges resorts to ensure visitors adhere to COVID protocols, is that the same sort of thing? Is that the same sort of thing? Anyway, none of that matters. What matters is, are tourists going to be held to the same standard that Bahamians are being held to? And after the hotel union says, hey, could we focus on getting tourists to follow protocols? You don't think it would be wise to ensure that all of the restrictions apply to everybody? I'm just saying. Because this seems discriminatory in nature, because it seems like certain businesses will be privileged over others. But it also seems like it's going to be discriminatory in effect also, which means certain sectors of people will be marginalized from participating in certain activities this Christmas. Boy, is there a place, a space that we can go? Is there a person that we could speak to that could clear all of this up for us? Wow, how did we get here? Now, I know some people are going to say, well, you know, tourism is our main pillar of industry. And to keep the country running, we're going to have to facilitate the operation of tourism. But not just tourism as normal. We have to supersede what other countries are offering as a tourist product. So maybe we're going to have to privilege Bahamians, you know, privilege tourists over Bahamians for the purpose of keeping the country running. And that almost makes sense to me until I realize that politicians haven't taken a pay cut yet. Also, there have been no significant or real improvements, changes, upgrades to Princess Margaret Hospital, to the healthcare system, to the clinics. No real improvement. We still have wards with toilets that are not flushing, that don't have toilet paper. Imagine that. So what is the point of keeping the tourism machine running if the revenues generated are not being diverted to the most urgent areas? Because you can't be blaming poor people or admonishing poor people for not saving money when those who make the most among us cry that they cannot afford to take a pay cut. Now, I know they don't make the most among us. We know what type of plantation this is. That's just a little hyperbole. But dear PLP, didn't you all have this under control? Didn't you have a plan coming into this? And this is in no way excuses the commentary or warrant justifies the commentary by the former Prime Minister, Minnis. In no way. You nor the FNM administration are allowed to comment on this. You didn't do as good of a job as you thought you did. But surely, this new administration is going to get it together. Because it's one thing to tell me that you have to prioritize foreigners over me in my own country again and again and again. It's another thing to tell me that you expect me to sit patiently and quietly like a small puppy, not saying anything until you feel it's necessary to feed me. That's an entirely different thing. Thank you for holding on, callers. Caller, you're on the clock.
Hello.
Good morning.
Aaron.
Blessings.
Yeah, Aaron, I don't know what's going on with the producer, but I don't know if you have a pen there.
Yeah, I got
777.
I got it.
7748.
Okay, say the first three again.
677.
Uh-huh.
7748.
Okay.
But you know, what you was asking just now, it seems like things, even when the former government was in power, things has changed with this COVID thing. And although they might have had some measures or policy to go by or places or departments, areas you could check, the best thing I think people could do, business people, like, talk about, and it shouldn't be this way. It should be somewhere like you spoke of that they could find out the information, but you got to call either the Minister of Health or call the Minister of National Security. Sound like them to have a lot of say, and if you have the permission to have activity or whatever. But I remember the third, this got to be one of the biggest news in the Bahamas for 2021.
Yeah,
I remember the third one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's where the junior achiever, former Prime Minister Hubert Alexander Minnis, called a general election.
Oh, yeah.
And lose the government very, very badly. And the opportunity was given to Philip Edward Davis to be one of the best prime ministers ever, even better than Sir Lyndon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of the things what he did so far in 2021, before we reach into 2022, where we talk without a general election, a lot of things is pleasing to the Bahamian people. We still need things to move a little faster, but to give credit to the government and Mr. Davis, Prime Minister Davis, I believe they headed in the right direction. But he get the opportunity to be, like I say, one of the best prime ministers ever.
Absolutely.
Keep up the good work, Ms. Green.
Thank you. Thank you. He does have an opportunity, and I hope that that he and the people around him will help him to realize it. Right? That the potential is there and to make it happen. Another caller on the line. Caller, you're on the clock.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Ben.
Blessings. Good morning. How are you?
I'm not bad. You know, I remember when the other government was in power, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the Bahamians had a problem with the tourists going to the beach and they couldn't go to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so now this government comes in power and legislates the discrimination.
Yep.
You know, they legislated, you know, it seems, you know, but it's still a competent authority, you know. It went from the prime minister to the minister of health.
Now, listen, look here. What an interesting point. Do you think that this competent authority, powers invested in the minister of health, is the same competent authority as the competent authority under the FNM administration?
That's the same, no different. Just went a different mind.
All right.
You know, because the police always had power in the country, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and under the last administration, same as it have now.
You know,
with the power that the prime minister had, you know, the extra powers of emergency now went to the minister health. But I would say that you know, I'm disappointed that nobody's talking about this. Our oil tanker spill are sinking, you know, and the government of the day is amongst the world with them.
Well, now, I saw the story on Thursday or Friday. A friend in Abaco sent it to me, right? And I imagined that Abaco people would have been more aware of it because Abaco people rely on the tanker. Right?
We rely on the tanker. We rely on these seas for our food and our tourism.
That's how I got the word, and I shared it out. But what you'll see is that in yesterday's paper and in today's paper, there are stories referencing that accident. One thing I can say, though, is what I've read from reports is in terms of the environmental impact, most projections are that the LNG the liquefied natural gas will rise to the surface and burn off in the atmosphere. The question.
But what would the automotive guys? That's going to be the same.
Right.
And they're saying, oh, nothing's going to happen. You're just going to evaporate, and that's it.
Well, I'm waiting to see, like many others, including Joe Darvill, who's in today's papers, and happy belated birthday, Joe Darvill, that we're waiting to see what the Ministry of Transport and Housing and what the Ministry of the Environment and Natural Resources will do.
You know, but Ms. Payne, one more thing, one last thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with the situation with the thing in Port Lucaya, right?
Right.
Man, you know, we are the progressive party of this nation, man. I mean, things like, that hotel should be given to the workers.
You know we ain't ready for that.
Stimulate that hotel being owned by the workers by any means necessary.
The conceptual shifts necessary for that to take place is a great idea, you know. But we just not there yet. But listen, I gotta go.
We're not progressive. I
gotta go.
And wiping the tears from every eye and the like.
Don't mind.
You know, where's the spirit of the linen?
Don't. We have come so far from that place culturally, right? We got a lot of reworking and rethinking to do. Let me read these texts. Boy, Carly, you put so many thoughts in my head just now. That's why I love it when you guys call. Another text says, great show as usual. How was your holiday? I hope the raccoons got you a gift. If they did not, they ain't safe. Also, I asked the antisocial population if they could allow us to have a Christmas without any murders or violence. And as usual, they did not listen. They are like gremlins. Someone must have fed the antisocial population after 12 or throw water on them. These people ain't safe. Ah, boy. Dear texter. There's a lot of, that's one of the things on my list in top 10 top stories of the year, is this sharp increase in interpersonal violence, gang violence, and gun violence. But it's not rooted right there. It starts deeper than that. It starts deeper than that. And I want to say to you, before you could turn to what you think is a group of people and say, don't behave like gremlins, don't behave in this antisocial way, what I'll say is, let's talk and turn to the people who have a duty of care in this country and say to them, when you do not live up to your duty of care, professional, personal, or moral, right? Duty of care to others, you create an environment in which violence is more likely to take place. Because sometimes we cast in our aspersions in the wrong direction. All right, last couple of texts. Politicians take a pay cut. You're right, and should lead by example, but do they? Especially during Dorian and the height of COVID under PM Hubert Minnis. It's the reason why I would never vote for him or an FNM government or party that allowed it. May there truly be a new day. Thank God. Well, we are out of time. Another text says, if it was the Minnis government, we would have been locked down. And Brave is simply saying he is not fooling with the tourist dollars. Ah, well, what a place to be. What a plantation. Join me tomorrow on the Clock with Erin Green on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM as we go through the top stories of 2021. Right now on the top of the list is Snap Election 2021. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for your texts and calls. It's 11 a.m. That means stay tuned for Levon Miller and Unleashed. They're up next. Have a great day, Bahamas.